Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Neil, girl! Out here, just a little bit sweet, but trip without the danger.
Get off the cross, dude.
It gets a lot colder.
Hang on with your friends.
Game over, man.
Oh, no!
I can strut ground for you.
Val Vixen.
I don't understand. It's just tough.
In defense of Coldplay.
This one, this party.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to this very special episode of a Jonah Radio Field Trip. My
Yay.
Name is Jonah Ray. This is Cash Hartzell.
Hey, everybody.
And this is Neil Mahoney.
Hi, I'm here too.
We went and saw, we got some $20 tickets to go see Dead & Company.
Yep,
which is one of the two touring acts,
yes.
Or three, because there's like some guy that, according to like the guy I know that loves the Dead the most, Bart Coleman,
yes,
yeah,
old friend of ours, he says like the legit show is like some other guy that wasn't really even ever in the band,
yeah,
and he's doing the most like legit style of a Dead show,
okay,
and then there's Phil Lesh and friends,
yes, who is the bass player. We did not see Phil Lesh. When we saw Dead & Co., we saw
Bob Weir,
John Mayer,
and the rest of the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I think Mickey Hart was there. I'm not quite sure. We probably should have checked this.
Still
out.
Still got two drummers playing the same shit though.
Yeah, they do. Well, and at one point, like six, which you'll hear. So we
I
brought
say
along
a video of. Well, so this is us introing our journey there. We took a recording device, which was just a little shotgun mic, into a phone. And we record ourselves walking up to the show, talking about our observations. We ran into some friends like Chip Pope,
Eric Edelstein
from Twin Peaks,
Dan,
our good friend Dan, also known as Christina Johns's fiance,
past guest, Jim Hamilton.
Jim Hamilton, yeah. Of course.
And who you ran into one of your Pedro buddies, right?
And then, Danny Lou Partida.
Yeah.
My old Pedro bud.
Just all sorts of people there. And we.
Oh, Mike Rosenstein was there. Some of these people show up as we're going around asking people about their experience. Some people are into it. Some people are experiencing it for the first time, like Neil and I.
Yeah.
And it kind of it gets a little sloppy as it goes along.
Yeah.
We
found a Pez dispenser in the parking lot, and we're all a little hopped up on Pez. You might.
Yeah.
Although not chemical Pez.
It was organic Pez. We don't mess with the man-made stuff.
No.
I was mostly hopped up on the fact that I was reminded that all the jocks that I went to high school with, that was their.
Oh,
music.
Really?
And I was just like, this is a bummer.
Well, Neil was not happy. We just kind of recorded as we went along in the night. This is going to be kind of, you're just going to kind of go from moment to moment as we, picked up and decided to record.
Yeah. And we kept track of with a hashtag. We were all tweeting at one point or the other. And
Radio Dead.
I will VO and intersperse in this so you get an idea of what else we were tweeting. And Neil sent me some photos, so we will.
Oh boy, I feel like this is gonna need some oversight. It's a good thing I'm not really working the rest of the week.
No. We want. With Cash is going to be the one that puts this together. Yeah, I'm sorry. Ego has no place in putting together a thing like this.
There's nothing about ego. I'm just quality control.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He's playing into the character he does all night.
Yeah.
Wait, I am a cop.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I also was deputized, and I was a cop that night.
But in the bit, you said you had been a cop for a long time. So you just ruined
I don't remember that part.
Okay. Well, enjoy us trying, like, doing our best to have a good time. It's also, it turns out, you can't get a beer smaller than 24 ounces at Dodger Stadium.
No.
Yeah, they hand you a fishing bucket with a fucking pop top. Right here, carry this, you fucking asshole.
Anyway, it was... that night, I was a expert in dead lore because I just got done watching all six episodes of Long Strange Trip on Amazon, which, as far as rock docs go, pretty great.
All right.
And I would say this one thing. I think the Dead, that Dead show made me into a drum and bass rave culture fan. but anyway, enjoy whatever Cash ends up putting together.
All right.
Hopefully we'll, I want to do this again. I want to do a field trip to Fish.
Oh no, we got to go we got to do EDM next.
No, yeah, no. Well, okay. So
if I do another jam band in the next 5 years, I'm going to blow my brains out.
The day after, I went to this Dead festival, I'm working for a beer company and we go to events. I went to an all day outside EDM show and it made the Dead people look so much more above board.
Oh boy.
Like you talk about the jocks were into it. The current, like there were like high school jocks there. It was really weird.
Well, I want to, and this is the thing.
There's no safe place for old men.
You tell us what kind of concert you want us to go to.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll take it into consideration because sometimes it's just like, yeah, that would be funny if we went to this event, but it could be expensive. Because like we went to Dead & Co. We were kind of hopped up on it because of the idea that they were $20 tickets.
Yeah.
$20 tickets and $40 beers.
Yeah.
Well, let's we'll come back and we'll talk about after it's all over. We'll do a quick talk about reflections now that everybody's heard it. So listen to what we're talking and what we ended up recording, and we'll be back at the end.
And welcome to a field trip special.
Yeah.
Jonah Radio, otherwise known as Radio Dead, where me, Jonah,
Ray Cash,
and Neil are walking up Vince Scully Drive. Was it Avenue?
I think it's Drive.
Well, either way, we're walking up the hill to Dodger Stadium to see Dead and Company.
Yes, the remnants of Grateful Dead combined with, who is it?
John Mayer?
John Mayer on lead guitar, and just a whole mess of humanity is kind of what I'm looking forward to, is the crowd. I want to see what the crowd is like here. This LAPD helicopter has been circling for like an hour and a half.
Sure, these baby boomers are a rowdy bunch.
They really are.
You don't know if the Hell's Angels kids are here. So anyway, we're going to be kind of recording little bits and pieces.
I love how you started this as we started to walk up a slight incline and all of us are out of breath.
Some of us, Neil and Cash are wearing their Kneeled It shirts just so I don't lose them. And
completely unplanned, by the way.
Yeah. And we just walked by someone wearing a Beverly Hills shirt, which is a band I still feel like I'd rather be seeing, even if that new single ain't the best. But, we're going to keep on checking in. We are coming across our first hippie mobile. It is a Volkswagen. I'm just going to stop.
Yeah.
Let's stop recording. This is embarrassing. All right. Well, see you guys in a little bit. And maybe if we have the balls, we'll talk to some people while we're there. All right. Goodbye. All right, we're still walking up the hill.
What is the second hill?
It's the second hill.
Second hill.
Going through the Sunset Gate. What are you noticing more than anything right now, Neil?
That I don't like baseball or the Grateful Dead.
Good thing neither of those things are here, Neil. It's not baseball nor the Grateful Dead. It's Dead and Company. Cash.
I will say I've been here a few times. This is really empty. The parking lot seems very empty.
Very empty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
it may have something to do with it's 104 today?
115 yesterday.
So I think we're
we may see some dropouts because of that, people who couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
only the real heads.
Oh, like hot heads. Hot heads, they'll start calling them.
Oh, that's because, yeah, they'd be hot and Grateful Dead heads.
Yeah. Woo. All right, well, still realizing how to shape all of us are.
There's that guy that was just selling a ticket, too.
Oh, yeah, see, that's some of the stuff I want, Neil.
Oh, I don't...
What happened?
There's a guy who's trying to sell tickets.
We have parking lot sign.
We got parking lot sign. Look at this. There's people partying. Well, this seems kind of also still dead, but it's real pretty. We got some people selling tie-dyes. Got a Grateful Dead flag waving in the breeze. But there was a guy, like Neil was saying before, who was selling his ticket for $5. We got our tickets for $20. And...
Man, look at all the hippies and people jobs and dogs.
Cash.
It's like coming back home, guys. Like, this is what downtown Santa Cruz looked like from, like, 1989 until 1997.
You guys with the sun in the background?
Oh, man. If you check Jonah's Instagram, you can see me. This is... There's pop-ups everywhere. It looks like a craft festival. But if that craft was dirt, there's all sorts of varieties. Lots of empty beer cans and bottles just sort of left out. This is definitely not the full-press Dodger Stadium push I've seen where they empty out and they don't...
Look at how many, like, rented party buses.
Oh, there's a ton of rented party buses as we crest the hill. A couple of Winnebagos, people have probably been here.
I've seen a bus. There's a bus with a Volkswagen bus welded on top of it to make it a double decker.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's crazy. And a couple of limos.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Hey, it's Neil and Cash here. Say hi. Just wanted to let you guys know it's a very long, steep hill. We're not that fat. Thanks.
Hi, Will. Mind for a ticket?
I don't know how they let me in.
I have given you your ticket.
How did you get it back?
I don't know.
I gave you $5 for it.
$5, really?
Yeah. How about $10 for it?
We're going in, then.
How about $20?
How about $74.50.
We're coming across the people asking for a miracle, holding their fingers up, asking for to buy a ticket. Usually I'd imagine that they mean just to get a free one.
So we just walked in through security and the ticketing, and we ran into two of our friends, Lindsay and Mike. So is this your first Dead show?
Oh, no, it's definitely not our first Dead show. We've been to the Hollywood Bowl show last year, went to Bonnaroo and saw them.
What drugs have you taken?
Oh, I love the Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. Watch it on Comedy Central app anytime. It's a really great edited show. Hosts are great.
Well-edited show, and the makeup is great, too.
Thank you.
All right, cool. So one of my preconceived notions was that I would smell a lot of marijuana, but I have not smelled anything. But now people are vaping, so.
Yeah, that is a good point. I've seen two people smoking cigarettes in places they're not supposed to be, but I think you might see some more weed once we actually get into this thing.
That's more of a crime in Los Angeles than anything else.
I smell pot.
You smell what?
Pot.
You smell pot?
There's a smoking station down here. I'm sure that's where everybody's doing it.
I probably should have told you guys, I'm a cop.
Oh, since when?
Like, I always have been.
When did you... So it was like... Because it couldn't have been recently.
Not recently. Like,
yeah.
I've always...
Because they have, like, physical standards.
Well, no. Like, for 20 years, I've been a cop.
Okay, cool. So when you were fit?
Oh, I'm still cop fit.
Yeah. Wharf rats. That's the thing. We're just passing by a wharf rats table. Wharf rats, those are the people who are sober that invite people to, like, who don't feel the need to maybe do drugs or drink, and they go and hang out with the wharf rats. That's who they are.
That's who those are. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, we just came in. Starting to get loopy.
Yeah, we have terrible seats.
Yeah, I'm sure we could move around. We cannot really see the band from where the angle that we are at now.
Cashier, we're out in the atrium, we're getting some beers. It's the weird mix of the crowd, like it's maybe a third people you'd see at Dodger games, a third people you'd see at concert. Like there's a lot of women dressed up quite a bit, which is not unusual for a concert in Los Angeles, just in stark contrast to the last third, which is hippies. So there was just a sort of a free-flowing smoking station that popped up, just sort of a happening place where everybody was sitting there smoking cigarettes, and then the security guard came up and said, no, that's not the real smoking space. So now we're walking with like 15 people down here. You got your wharf rats, Jonah was talking about earlier. Oh, it sounds like they finished the song. Something to be proud of. There he is. So sort of the way it's all set up is like there's a big ass dance tent, not tent, place right in front of the stage, and everybody else is kind of sitting in the seats. So we're walking back. We were at the side of the upper deck. Now we're headed back to try and see if we can get some tea, some better shots, some better pictures. But it's a dead show, man. Yeah, there is some like weird hippie cosplay going on to a certain extent.
The thing, like, there's like kind of like a lot of sketchy bros, which I'm not surprised by. But like, I saw a guy like a juggalo tattoo, and that community is not so different. Like, you know,
no,
they all kind of go out to the same shows, and it's very communal. There's a lot of people just that like. Music is almost secondary. They're just kind of hanging around.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They've been playing since we stepped in here, and there's still a fucking crowd of people out, hanging out.
Just all Social Distortion shirt.
And a bared midriff.
Yeah. Some guys just kind of dancing around, I guess just hoping people give them stuff.
Yeah.
And it is a lot of, like, old school, like, Southern California 70s types here.
Yeah.
I thought I saw $20 for a shirt. That's not so bad. It was for a keychain.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, they might as well have their shirts. $60 for shirts.
Wow.
$15 for a lapel pin. Neil, when was the last time you were here for a concert?
I've never been here for a concert.
Well, you saw Kiss here, though, right?
Well, I watched it on TV. They had an outdoor NHL game, and Kiss played in the outfield, and I.
We knew some people that went. They said it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh, when I watched it on TV, it was pretty bad. But it was the final act of me telling the Sklar brothers that Ace Frehley looks like a baked potato when he puts on that fucking silver outfit. And now they've been doing that bit and crediting me all over the world.
That's nice.
My friend in Sweden was like, hey, do you know the Sklar brothers? They mentioned a guy named Neil Mahoney. I didn't know if it was you.
Oh, they use your full name?
Wow. Yeah. They said, our friend Neil Mahoney said that Ace Frehley looks like a baked potato with a crinkly cut French fry legs.
These people just piling into that.
Yeah.
Shall we try?
Should we try?
No, I've never been more comfortable or...
Sounds like it.
They just got people off. Oh, they're guest services people. We're watching.
Oh, man. Yeah, never mind.
Oh. Well, we thought we saw an opening.
Where he is.
He's up here somewhere.
Apparently, Like, the people he's with had, like, a row of seats, and 90% of the people just bailed.
Yeah, too hot. Too hot in the hot tub.
It's very hot tonight. But that's not stopping that sweaty mass of humanity we see in front of the stage.
These look like kiss asses.
Yeah, they do kind of look...
Me too. Take a picture. I'm just going to keep talking about kissing.
One thing is, it's not kisses. They look like SS soldiers.
This is going to end up on some fucking tape trader's website. This is the worst bootleg ever.
Yeah.
An episode of Mahona Radio. Oh, wait, no.
No. Don't sully my brand. This is a full-fledged Jonah Radio.
Beginning this summer, you can listen to new episodes of Inside Pop every other week for an even deeper dive inside the world of pop culture.
Now, we're still bringing you our brilliant insight, always on the nose opinions, and insidery inside information on the most interesting pop culture stories of the week.
And we'll also have interviews with the pop culture professionals who create the culture you crave.
For example, we'll speak to casting directors about how they find the right talent for the right role.
We'll talk to music supervisors about how they choose the music to create the right mood.
And we'll grill producers who'll discuss what exactly a producer does.
Oh man, Sean, how many times has someone said to you, oh, you're a producer, so what do you actually do?
So many times.
Same here. So make sure to catch Inside Pop every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun to indulge your pop culture obsessions.
And to hear in-depth interviews from the movers and the shakers in TV, music, film, and more.
Hi, I'm Paula Poundstone.
And I'm Adam Felber.
Adam, I haven't gotten one thing done today.
Well, let me see your to-do list. Ah, yeah, well, here. Make 30-second promo for Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, so at least you're getting that done.
Score!
Except you haven't said what the show is about.
We're like a comedy field guide to life, starring me and you. I give useful advice, and we have real experts to talk about things like how to keep a friend or what to do when you encounter a bear.
Bully for you, but you haven't said where people can find the show.
Oh, MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts.
We just passed a dog. I'd never seen dogs.
At a Dodger game?
No. That'd be like torture for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so loud. It's not like right after 4th of July, too, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so it's spring.
Somebody got yelled at in Rasta.
You know what, like, it's like we haven't really pointed it out. The insane number of just white people here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and it's... There's a couple of Latinos, there's a couple of African Americans, but yeah. Oh, they're tearing into some now.
Get in to like the downstairs, and like I hear the security guard goes like, "No, I can't let you." He's like, "This is a ticket right here." He's like, "This is a screen capture," and then the guy just zooms in on the picture, and it's like, "See, it's in your photos."
I will give him this. John Mayer can sound like Jerry Garcia. Not voice, it's very not close. But a guitar. He can solo like him. This fucking sucks. Now I have to reevaluate that asshole.
Chip, how are you liking? Is this your first Dead concert?
It's exactly what I thought it would be.
Is this the first time you've ever been to one of these things?
Yes, yes. Okay. I've never felt more heterosexual in my life. It's actually, like, making love to a woman is less straight than this. You know what I'm saying? And more enjoyable. But it is fun.
You're having fun.
Yes, I am having fun.
Jim was saying that you were stocking up a store.
I mean, that's my brand. But so I'll admit to yelling daughters. Daughters, daughters. I don't think he's going to play it, but.
Daughters.
John Mayer, daughters.
See, I don't know.
Oh, you're so cool.
No, I don't. No. It's just a lack. What I'm trying to do is get into more stuff.
You're like, Stony Sunday, number 78.
I thought when you said daughter, I was like, oh, you're requesting a Pearl Jam song.
Oh, no, no. The halls of my high school. I don't know what that song is called.
Yeah, I know that song. Yeah. Hampton Young told me about that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Everyone seemed to realize that it got good at the same time, and I don't know what was good about what just happened, but everyone was really excited about it.
Kind of different kind of, I keep on thinking about that Paul Tompkins joke about jazz.
All right.
They kind of go, it's like everyone thinks he's going to go, bah, but it goes, whoa, and everyone's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yes. Exactly, same thing. I don't know why people are laughing.
You went to college in the 90s. Did you like Fish?
No, I did. I mean, I know I should say yes and, but I didn't.
No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm actually, that's what I assume. Anyone who was in college in the 90s.
The one in the 80s, I guess, was the Samples. That was the one that was like this kind of, the Samples, you
like
know them
the
from
Jam
Boulder,
and
Colorado
stuff?
Or something? They did like this kind of, you know that group, the Samples?
I don't know.
They were like, they tried
Seems
to carry
like
on
be like
the
a
legacy.
Hip-hop group.
They tried to.
Because of all the sampling that's
yes, it's true.
Oh wow.
1-2-1-2.
And you're enjoying yourself and you're sober.
Yeah. See? So I'm
so that's like a legit
sober. I'm thinking if there was like a Purell merch Purell concession for the sober.
Yeah. There is the
They make a lot of money.
There's the Warcrafts, which is like a sobriety group at dead shows.
Oh, wow,
where
nice.
You can, if you're starting to feel the pressure, you can go to the Warcrafts.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they'll help you out.
I didn't know. That's pretty helpful.
If you need that later on.
I think Carl Hess might need that later. I saw Carl Hess. He was lit. He was lit, bro.
Is Carl Hess on this level?
Up somewhere.
Yeah, right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
He was like, you're welcome.
Get me. I'm just like, is there something interesting going on over there?
Oh, yeah. And there is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I found out, like,
I just realized they're doing
girls wear
sets.
Like super high waisted jeans now. I found that out by going like this.
Oh, yeah.
They are. You just miss them.
There was this guy that was like, just took it up. You know, I'm sitting on the aisle. It's as bad as like an aisle seat on an airplane.
Yeah.
Like someone just takes it upon themselves. This is where I should stand and dance and like almost kick over your water and, you know. Yeah, right? Is it over? And so...
Lights are coming on. Looks like they're going to play some infield.
No shit. Is it really over? It's like 8:30.
No.
There's no light.
No, they're doing sets.
Plural.
Yes.
Okay, so there's like...
There's no openers.
Who's? There's no openers at a dead show. So they play like an opening set.
This guy just...
I'm a genius about it now.
This guy was like, this is the spot I should just start dancing. And like knock over this guy's water.
Oh, that's a photo.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
Exactly. I mean, what the heck?
I'm sorry,
buddy.
That's not who
we're like. Kind of, we're in the like the recent skin surgery section. It's got that going on.
It's a real
patchwork. I like this picture.
You're in the ectomy section.
The Dodger nachos with
Dodger hat full of nachos. And
it's all jalapenos. Yeah, it's
nothing.
Like,
nothing can make
those are free.
This guy's
in
a sex
harness. Why is he in a sex harness?
No, it's a gun holster.
Oh, it's a gun holster.
Wait, is that a tattoo or a?
He's got tattooed underarm.
It's a tattoo of a gun holster. I can't. It was a hard picture to get.
Yeah, that guy's a dummy.
So you know, I have to remember that I'm not at like the you know the manhole. Or
something. Hi,
Carrie. Nice to meet you. Mustard of the grateful.
Josh.
Hi,
Cash.
Neil.
Cash. This is Neil.
Neil.
Hi,
Carrie.
I'm Cash.
See you.
I'm gonna cut.
First dead show.
Yo, anybody got a hacky sack?
Let's see it. Shit!
Come on.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yes.
You know, there's a little league baseball field up here. Like on top of the hill. Like,
That's all there is.
Like a mini stadium.
It's awesome.
Yeah?
It's so cool looking.
So we're in the middle of... We're between sets right now. How many sets normally do you think?
I think there's just two.
What?
Maybe there'll be three. I don't know what's up. It started at like, as we're climbing the hill, it was like eight.
I really hope there's
Wow, it's nine now, so.
Huh. I mean, shows here, they can't go late.
I don't think you can go past 11.
Yeah, yeah. We won't be here that long.
I don't think we will.
I won't.
Not the way Neil's hanging on.
Neil's not having a good time. Neil's been complaining about the smells of marijuana a lot.
Offends my pop sensibility.
That's true. Well,
you just said moments ago you're going to do a new bit.
Oh, yeah. What was my other bit?
About asking if every song's about a girl.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not playing now.
So you got to revert back to the other bit. What are you doing, a Herald?
It's a good bit. Like, it's a good bit. It's a good bit for any concert ever, is just, like, keep leaning over and asking, is this song about a girl?
If you ask me how many songs they've played, I probably would say at this point two.
I will say it. I grew up around this, and right at the end of the last set, I turned to Neil and went, I forgot what song they started playing. So when they came back around to finish it, it was a complete surprise to me.
And that's what they say, they would even forget sometimes. And that's what they said in the documentary I'm a scholar.
Research librarian.
Deanna was busy writing riffs for the MST tour, so I was like, well, I guess I'll just hold on. I'm seeing my friend Danny Lupardita. Danny!
I tried to answer
you guys.
It's Jonah. Yeah, sorry.
Can I bum a smoke from your friend? Is that okay?
What do I look like? His master?
I don't know.
I am.
I'm taking his lucky.
Have you been to a lot of death shows before?
Ow! Can't laugh, sorry. I broke a rib.
What'd you break a rib doing? Moshing or skating?
Moshing.
Yeah? Up at Burger Boogaloo?
No, down here.
Was it worth it?
Down here. San Pedro. No, not at all. Not at all.
This is my first death show. I'm very excited.
Oh, I've been going to that show since 91 or something like that.
That was during like the upswing of like their second heyday, right?
Well, I mean, I guess they never really.
So you saw them with Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I saw a Jerry band like maybe four times.
That was the Jerry Garcia band?
Yeah. They were actually, I think I kind of liked them a lot more sometimes.
Do you think it was like.
I had like all this crazy gospel shit and it was just kind of cool. And it's like really.
You like gospel stuff? I never got into like any kind of gospel stuff.
Well,
my least favorite Elvis.
My friend's dad used to take me to Long Beach Blues Festival back in the day and it was a gospel and blues fest.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a mix, but... My name's Danny.
This is Danny. This is Cash.
Cash, nice to meet you.
Neil.
Neil.
Good to meet you, Danny.
Nice to meet you.
These are the guys that do that music podcast.
Oh, okay.
That I post about sometimes.
Yeah. We heard it.
And now you're on it.
See right now? That's the microphone. There's a camera.
Oh, dang.
We don't have any cameras.
What's a camera for sound?
We got a mic.
Jacob, that's if you're listening, I don't smoke.
Hey, so right about now we noticed that our friend Eric was walking by. Eric Edelstein, you may know from Twin Peaks, from Drunk History, from television in general. Unfortunately, we're so excited to see him that the microphone was pointed at the ground for a second at the beginning.
What's up, buddy?
How good is this,
right?
So far,
hey,
so good.
How are you?
Yes!
Hi, man. How are you?
Excellent.
I've never
been to a thing like this.
I'm going to go with Dad. It's
incredible, right?
Yeah.
In that moment when Mayor does something like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I had that same thing. And he can't do the vocals, but he can hit the solos.
Dude, and like, Zach came in gold for my buddy. I'm like, yeah. And then I went.
I'm
new to it, like last few years.
We're recording for our podcast.
Oh, right now?
And that's why the cast has the butt end of a microphone pointed at you. Because we're not good at it.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, good, good. It's dissonance, man. It's dissonance.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Recording the echo. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Off the concrete? Yeah.
No, I love it. It's real, man. It's real. It's the streets.
Yeah, this is it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the only part you're going to walk away and we're going to be like, well, we were talking to our friend.
Have you been to actual dead shows before? You were like, more of a fish guy.
No, not a few. I'm more of a Neil Young guy. But I started getting into the Grateful Dead maybe 3-4 years ago.
Really?
And I was like, this is really great music. And then I got dragged to see Mayhem and the Dead. I didn't want to go, and I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
Fine, just get my buddy off my back. And halfway in, one song, I'm like, oh my God.
Really?
Mayer's really great. And I can't believe I have to leave here and tell people he's great.
Yeah.
And people just give you a look, and I'm like, I know. I don't want to be the guy here saying this.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's great.
If people say it like it's a shameful thing, they go, thing is, he's really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's like probably like for a white guy in the 40s that just started getting into jazz. Which is like, you know what I've been listening to? Jazz music.
I Mayer would love that you're comparing him to jazz in the 40s, by the way.
Well, I'm trying to
love it. No, yeah, it's going to the positive in your life. We need more of that these days, man. Yes.
I don't want to keep it from your friends. I know they're there.
Hysterical, man. Well, yeah. Gentlemen. Dig Mayer.
Good to see you.
Dig John Mayer. Dude, you guys are funny. It's so funny. All right. Get into Mayer.
That's our generation's John Goodman, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
God damn, I love that guy so much.
So funny. Here we are. The night went on. And we ran into our friend Jim Hamilton, who you're going to hear from soon. And then you can get his album, Poems About the Ocean, on the Special Thing Records. He's a hilarious comedian.
He's with us for a while. Jim was a guy that we knew was coming and sort of hooked up with him. He was there with Chip as well, who you already heard. So this is sort of Jim catching us up on his night. And then we move along.
Move along. That sounds like a lyric.
Yeah. New thing. Skate shop, Long Beach. Would it take longer or shorter to do it the lunch?
Yeah, that should be on the
list. I need to use the restroom.
Go for it, man. Okay.
We are sections
reserve level.
Reserve level, even sections.
Yeah.
Palladium. Who are you looking for?
Dan. Christina Jones. Mm-hmm. Dan Unfungler.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a hard time pronouncing his last name.
Reserve section 1216.
I think I got yelled at by this cute girl because Chip was taking photos and being inconspicuous about it.
You got yelled at for trying to take pictures of a girl?
No. Chip was taking pictures of random people that were fucking super crazy drunk or like fucked up. There's one guy who had it was actually hilarious. He had a big thing and just a plate of nacho cheese, but no chips, and he's like, and I was fucking laughing my ass off. And then Chip went to take a picture of him, and then the girl yelled at me for Chip taking a picture. Not cool. But it is also not cool. Like, I don't go to a gay bar and start yelling fag. This is their home.
You're being recorded, man.
Am I?
Yes.
Ah, safe space. I mean, safe space. Deadhead safe space. You know, you shouldn't.
You were trying to say, like, you don't
come into someone else's home.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, because Chip is kind of like, you know, he's like a little upset about, like, he's making fun of people.
He's just snarky, yeah.
Being snarky. And you say, like, you don't show up to, like, you know, we're not going to go to, like, a gathering of the Juggalos and make fun of them because you're in their house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that poor nacho cheese guy.
But that nacho cheese guy was awesome. I noticed it 15 minutes before he did.
All right, they're starting to hit. I get that feeling. Yeah.
Nothing.
I have, like, an entire bag almost. I might have to take the rest.
I mean, not of, you know, Pez.
Yep. Nothing like seeing the Grateful Dead.
Man.
Sneaking your Pez dispenser in under your ball sack.
Yeah. Sugar high, dude.
My dad.
We sell like a couple of dorks. Only two dorks. We sound collectively, there's three of us, but we sound like two dorks. Yes. Just a couple of them.
We have to call ourselves dorks because Neil's in the bathroom and he won't do it for us right now.
I'm not a dork.
He's a dorkiest.
You get upset.
Neil's a dorkiest. We can say that while he's not here.
We can all say that in the privacy.
That's always the funniest thing. I like this. Every time we make fun of Neil, we just it's like, ha. It's like, we say it in front of him.
Oh, look at that. Family of six that is making their way in to see the Grateful Dead right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That is literally a babe in arms.
Yeah.
What looks to be another 5-year-old and like a 7-year-old. Yeah.
There's a playground here at Dodger Stadium. I sound like I'm showing her. There's a playground here at Dodger Stadium, so all even the kids can come in and enjoy some of their time at the Grateful Dead concert.
Hope their face doesn't melt off.
Yeah. In the playground's defense, it's usually a baseball game.
Yeah. A lot of time. Has it been like a half an hour between the times they've played?
It's been a good 20 minutes.
Fucking years old, man.
Sure. I guess they need a lot of
oxygen, like fucking oxygen.
They're in the back clawing the cords that they're going to need for the next set.
Yeah. So there's no like, I know there's been times where it looks like I'm walking around by myself. There's a lot of, like, really aggressive, sketchy-looking dudes just walking around by themselves.
Yeah.
The plaid open shirt.
I was in Santa Fe last weekend, and...
That's like the home of...
Everyone's super nice, but, like, sinister beneath the surface. And there's a couple of dudes just walking around. And then I guess, like, one of them followed this girl out from the party.
So I was looking at a guy that looked like if Kyle Kinane had chosen a different path in his life.
Yeah, if Kyle chose the same path, but he veered at the end. Yeah.
Kyle doesn't have a full back tattoo of whatever that guy.
Yeah, what was that?
Like, he got a bunch of dumb tattoos.
He still hasn't got it covered up.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to assume.
Kyle's got a whole bunch of tattoos.
This is what I want, because the base of it looked almost like it could have been like a cobra. But I wanted the cobra to turn into a bong that turns into a like a flower.
I like the cobra that becomes a bong, but also still has a cobra's head.
Yeah.
But it's a ceramic cobra's head.
It could still be. It's like, it's always, what I really like too is like the kind of, here's the craziest part about all this is that like a lot of it is like making me feel nostalgic for the 90s when I was going to festivals.
Yeah.
Because it's like the same kind of like, that was that, like the hippie revival in the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, that guy's great.
Yeah. Yeah,
so he's wearing like a safari vest with all the pockets, the base apart, but like no shirt on underneath.
I don't know, these aren't filter fans.
Do you mean like they don't have they're not fans of like having
they're
a personal filter?
Yes.
I thought you meant the band filter. Like, yeah, maybe they like, hey man, nice shot.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
okay, 90s. Right.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah.
Edit that out.
No, it had multiple layers, like a really good filter.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, double filter.
Yeah. All the way.
You guys do every podcast on mushrooms?
No.
Pez.
Kids listen to this.
Hey, at this point, we ran into our friend Dan Founder, who was with somebody who left. You'll hear more of it, but Dan Founder, affianced to past guest Christina Johns.
We're with our friend Dan.
Oh, boy.
We're podcasting.
Oh, great.
You got lost.
If you don't know, because then you start saying homophobic slurs.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan.
How many of these kinds of shows have you ever been to?
This one.
This
is your first. This is your first.
This is my first.
And you chose to wear a church's shirt.
Yeah.
I've seen guys in Sick of It All shirts, Social Distortion, Paint It Black. I've seen some like, you know, like punk rocky kind of looking people.
Yeah.
How are you liking it so far?
Having a good time.
So you were here with a friend and your friend Bale?
Yeah. My friend was here, and then his ears were not.
It was too loud.
It was too loud.
It's a really loud show. We're up on like, we're not the no, we're pretty much at the top.
Yeah.
And the farthest back, and it's really loud.
We were in load section. And it was like...
Was that Metallica load section?
Yeah.
We were really low. We were further back.
I get it.
And,
hi.
How are you?
So good. Just having a great time at the Grateful Dead concert.
Yes. Yeah.
The Grateful Dead show.
Very, very Californian beer.
Yes.
And then, the thing is, Dan's fiancé.
Fiancé
texted us saying that Dan is lost and needs friends.
Because I came here with a person and then he just left.
Did he also
the
did he partake in anything and then like
bailed?
Yeah, a decent amount of, not like...
That's a real lame move.
No hallucinogenics, but okay. Like...
I am a cop, I've been saying it all.
Yeah, that's Neil's bit, he's a cop.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's a good bit. It's the most realistic bit.
Yeah. So he smoked some weed, but I don't think that's why he left. I think, like, legitimately he's having, like, a ear issue.
And I can't make the it's too loud, you're too old thing, because, like, pretty much the guys on stage are the oldest guys in the stadium.
Yeah.
It's not loud.
It's really loud.
It's really loud when you get a lot lower.
It might not be second row in a Melvin show, wow, but it's like, you're like 500 feet away.
The other thing is the entire infield is just speakers pointed at those lower levels.
Right. But I'm saying, like, our experience is we are 500 feet away, and it's not loud at all.
I was saying it was pretty loud. I had to yell at somebody.
Okay.
It was blown out. We'll see how those interviews with Chip Hope turn out.
Yeah, yeah. So,
it was flatlining. It was just like white.
Yeah, it was, but so was it earlier. Turn it off.
My main memory of Dodger Stadium.
This is Richie. This is me because it's like an event.
Yeah.
Like, if I was seeing a band that I liked here, I'd be miserable.
Yeah.
Right. Even like the Hub and Bowl, it's pretty miserable.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be ready to just like go and like sit and watch a thing. Yeah. And it's like watching it. And it's happening in front of you.
There might as well be baseball going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I saw
Native States here, it'd be horrible.
Well, it's like I saw sometimes a venue could just be too big, where I saw Bell Sebastian at the Wiltern. Remember Wiltern? Was it like 1,200 seats?
Yeah,
like that?
You're right.
It was just at the top of the Wiltern.
Far away. It wasn't matter at that point.
Right. So did you see the Hollywood Bowl one? Because that's pretty big to see them. Yeah.
How close were you?
Pretty close. So it was fun, but my brother was like, we got to get out of here. My brother really didn't like that. So I was like... No, we went to see Spoon, basically, because Spoon was opening for them, and then, like, tell us about
Because of Texas?
No, he just loves them.
Well, you know the dude.
It might have been a little twee, Bell Sebastian. Yeah, they're cool. They're awesome. My friend is going on a Bell and Sebastian, well, you know, Sparky Pop. She's going on a Bell and Sebastian cruise or something. She's trying to get me to go on it. I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't know but it's like a cruise, like, you know.
Yeah, they do that, like Captain Cold does that, and like 311 and Weezer.
How many people are going to
Rick Springfield? I don't know.
You know, it turns out you don't need to fill up the boat. You just block out certain rooms and like venues inside the place.
So you can have like 20 people in a 311 cruise?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want. I want to be one of 20 people at a 311 cruise.
I don't want to be one of
many. What if it's just 20? Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I saw the best dude in the bathroom. He kind of shirt off. He was telling me, dude, just soak your shirt. You can't even tell you're sweating.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
He's out.
Like, that's a way to, like, hide it, like, or stay cool.
Like, you don't smell? It's like, you know, look at me. He puts it on. He's like, look at me. You can't even tell you're sweating.
Yeah. Just like I have kind of a dark shirt on.
Yeah.
No.
And it's also sticks his body really weird.
You're not wrong, though.
Makes you feel like you got a wetsuit on.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We all learned something today.
Should we go to a spot where we can actually see?
Yeah.
Sure.
We all learned how to just walk around and we're going
to... Well, our seats are terrible. So.
Why not?
We're
not
here for the show just like that.
So this is where we come to when we come to Neil has run out of patience.
Yeah.
So...
Well, it's a good 2.5-3 hours. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're about... 10 minutes into
it. I realize I've been plotting my exit for like 15 minutes and I'm like, there's no reason I should still be here.
That's somebody, right?
You think it's
Blanche?
Is it Bruce Blanche?
There's a dude here who definitely looks
there's
like
a lot
Bruce.
Of guys showing up at alt-right rallies that look like Bruce Blanche, though. They got that like Darth Vader, yeah. I guess, my haircut. Yeah.
No, I think that just might be a fat guy.
You had to go to the bathroom a couple times. You have the experience with it. You like pooping with the floss.
I had a great first experience taking a dump over there, but then I went to the bathroom here and there's a guy like
another dump.
I just like the stall.
Yeah.
I like the stall experience. I like the I call it upgrade. The presidential suite when you get the handicapper.
I saw a handicapped person. This is the first time I've ever seen this. Not be able to go into a handicapped stall because there's some guy in there
doing drugs.
Clearly doing drugs.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so it brought me out too.
No, there's a guy like really violently throwing up in there, and then I was like, I gotta get this guy some help. And as I was like washing my hands to like go and get the security guard, I heard him go, "Woo!"
So, and I was like, "What else have you ever? When you see someone throwing up, you go for help?"
I didn't see him throwing up.
No, you heard it. No, don't argue semantics. You just hear a guy, someone's throwing up. You're like, "I better help out."
Well, no, because he was like. Like screaming and going, "Fuck, fuck." Like, it was like not like just a quick like barf and then let's roll.
Yeah.
Like he was like in trouble.
Well, I'd imagine when you're on drugs and you're throwing up, you might think that is your organs coming out or your essence. No! Shoving it back in.
Whatever he was going through.
You'll find him.
His body and mind were not in the same position until. We hit that woo, and I was like, back on time.
What if the woo was the sound of a soul leaving a body?
Woo! Woo! Nailed it!
Yeah. Woo! And it just flies up. Yeah. That's how you give your soul some extra power to get up to the upper area with Xenu.
Exactly. We gotta get to Xenu.
Yeah. So the guy puking, he finished, you're finished, you're done.
Yeah, I don't, I'm gonna, just literally, like, all I'm thinking about is, like, all these people leaving the building, and being in that crowd and going, like, I never should have come here. Like,
I don't mind getting out ahead of
we should definitely leave right now, then.
If you guys want to leave, I may stick around.
You stick around as long as you want, buddy.
I almost feel like this is my first ever...
This is Dan talking.
This is my first ever experience watching the Grateful Dead.
To say the Dead.
The Dead. And Company.
Yeah.
The Dead.
I sat through 6 hours of a documentary on the band. I think I can be called
a deadhead. I do have this weird loyalty to stay for the rest of the show that I don't understand. I'm like, no!
Halfway through the first set, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I gotta watch it all for him.
For him?
Yeah.
Both of us. You were there, Carrie. Footprints in the Sand.
Yeah.
I just can't stop thinking about the fact that I live 1.5 miles from here, and it will take me 3 hours to get home if I don't time it right.
Bruce Valanche guy just wandered past, leaving me 100% certain it is not Bruce Valanche, but is a man who took way too much drugs for the elephant-sized torso he has.
Well, I want to find out how much longer the show is.
Check the app?
Is there a runtime?
Yeah,
check the app.
You're gonna check the Disneyland app to see how long it's line is.
I don't wanna
there's no way that security guard knows how long the show is.
No, they'll probably know what time it is. I would bet that they probably have to be off stage at 11.
What happened?
It's just a guy who looks like he got out of the pool.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Yeah, when's this thing wrap up?
Hey, show over anytime soon.
Is there a curfew?
Hey, I live in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so he's like, they started late.
Shit.
And then I said this along guitar solos, and then they rolled their eyes, and then they seemed to be over with the conversation before I was done riffing.
This is why Mystery Science Theater and your local PD never happened.
Remember, shotgun, Mike. Shotgun,
Mike. I gotta speak into it. Oh.
But my low timber keeps everything
body connected. That's the gotta be the
same. Well, Neil, I gotta put in at least another half an hour in here.
Seriously?
We're at a place now where we can really talk to some actual deadheads.
Oh, yeah, if you want to do that, I definitely believe it.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to make Cash do it.
Okay.
And Dan, he seems real friendly.
That's true.
See, like, Dan and Cash walking up, they're not sure if they're seeing Mel.
We seem like we might be weird brothers.
Hey, man, I lost a shorter version of me running around. Don't believe a goddamn thing he says.
I definitely feel weird that Cash and I are still wearing the same shirt.
That's great.
I like it a lot.
I feel like one of us should have taken it off by now.
Neil, you're going to have to give Dan your shirt.
Well, this is definitely the most outside we've ever been recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's find out if it's even useful.
If you're new to Jonah Radio, then you want your band featured on this.
Play a show at Dodger Stadium. We might show up.
Yeah, we'll bootleg it. We'll fuck it. All right.
I'm going to figure a way to get the fuck out of here.
All right. On your walk, you do like voice memo
stuff
as you're walking away. That would be really funny.
Oh, cool.
If something bad ever happens, I want to hear it.
No, I don't care about that. Well, hopefully he would press send as he was dying. It would just be funny, like, audio-wise, as you're, like, leaving, you hear the music way off in the background.
Yeah, and I'll,
hopefully something weird happens.
Yeah.
I already feel, like, triumphant that I'm not going to be in a crowd.
Yeah. No, I want to sing about that, too. Yeah. You can live with that.
They look
just
cool.
Like those people. Yeah.
Maybe that couple will let me film them have some sex or whatever.
I wouldn't come out of the game with that.
Huh?
Which one? Hey,
all right. Okay. So this is Neil. Oh, look at that. The section I left is section N. So there's a big light up N. Further encouraging me that I made the right choice of leaving. So, man, this fucking parking lot is empty. Not a lot of people came to this fucking show. Or maybe, like, I guess people took Ubers and stuff. Maybe that's more popular because everyone's fucking shit-faced in there. Okay, don't have anything to say, so I'm going to stop. All right, I've been walking for, like, 20 minutes. I can't find an exit to this fucking maze. Oh, this sucks.
Okay, there's a Uber-sponsored, EDM parking lot jam. It's the corniest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, so I guess I was mistaken. I thought it was like a parking lot rave or something, but it's just a huge section of the parking lot that Uber just rents out to facilitate picking people up and stuff, but it's still corny. It's so stupid. Fucking everybody's just looking at their phone. Fucking fat me walking around talking into my phone. I'm not even talking to it anymore. Jesus Christ.
I just walked by a guy selling parking lot t-shirts. He was talking to another guy and was like, "Who are they?" And I was like, "Used to be the Grateful Dead. Now they're just the Dead." The guy goes, "What's it sound like?" The guy goes, "It ain't Beyonce."
Okay, I made it to Sunset Boulevard. It took a really long time though. It's like almost a half an hour. But coming out of, I think it's Vin Scully Way, I don't know, but then there's Sunset Boulevard, then I can catch a cab and go home, so this is probably it for me. Thank you for joining us for Jonah Radio Night at the Movies, or whatever the fuck we're calling this stupid excursion.
This has been Snob's Evening. From a guy wearing a shirt that another guy wore. Had a good Uber or Lyft ride with a guy named Jack. Explained to me about how the airport works for rideshare stuff. Don't have any mail in my mailbox. Yeah, so that was good. Anyway. Oop. I'm walking down my driveway. My landlords really do a great job. It's all lit up. I got this crazy garden. Bunch of weird plants and statues of kids praying. Oh, fucking lizard. Sorry, I had to pause the recording to take a picture of that fucking lizard. All right, here's me entering my home. And that's a wrap.
We didn't leave with Neil. We stuck around for another. What? I'm gonna say
almost like a little over half an hour.
Yeah.
And I said I wanted another half an hour of it. And I was right. We got that.
We got that fucking that awesome drum solo.
That, like,
Mickey Hart's on a different level with that. That
stuff.
Yeah.
Is insane.
The show I went to.
Shotgun mic, man.
The show I went to when I was a kid. He brought a bunch of Tibetan monks, and they did Tuvan throat singing for a while, which blew my mind when I was a 12-year-old.
Yeah, that was like real gnarly stuff, and I really and the visuals were
awesome. Yeah, that was
I really
fun.
Dug it. I don't know how many songs they did.
I think they did one. Oh no, thank you. It looks good though.
I mean, like it would be good for a picture, but
yeah. Yeah, if we were closer, I think this could have been an amazing, fucking weird experience.
Yeah, but, I wish I would have, like, I almost want to sprung, wanted to, you know, I wanted to get, like, it's like, oh, I don't want to spend that much money, because it was, like, you know, it was, like, $15, $20 where we were, and then it was to get on a lower level, which is, like, you know.
Oh, no, it was really expensive.
And then to get it even, like, down on the floor, at least, it was, like, $125. Do we know where we're walking?
Our exit is kind of this way.
Okay.
We're going back towards Sunset.
Yeah. He knows he's the boss there. He comes to the ball games all the time. My boy here, my large adult son.
We're just gonna get on the we're gonna end up
Well, this will just take me right back to Santa Ana then, huh?
You guys have a good time? Oh, you guys, all, you work for Ease?
We all work for Ease, yeah, man.
What's Ease?
Ease is weed delivery service, man.
Oh, okay.
You live in L.A.?
I do. Product sponsorship.
Cord in the back. Do your thing, guys.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
Thank you so much.
How fucking good is New Church's record, by the way?
Really great.
I
love it.
I think it's fucking spectacular.
Yeah, big fan.
I'm going to go to that show they're doing it in Long Beach. You going to go to that show?
Hell no. I missed their last show.
They're playing with Death Cab in Odessa in Long Beach.
I do have a little Death Cab streak.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you should go.
Yeah, my little heart loves Death Cab.
Dude, yeah. Death Cab, Grateful Dead.
Death Cab. Yeah. Grateful Death Cab.
Yeah, you guys get some free weed.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Into some sort of parking lot. Is this the Uber lot?
They were fine.
This may. I'm just gonna head towards the cops. They'll help us.
I'll be right back.
Yeah. No, these cops are. They have their lights on, but I'm sure that's for fun.
Yeah. They're arresting everyone that's high at the show.
Wait a minute. That's us.
I was pretty amazed by how quickly we got out and then the music just completely shut off.
Yeah.
We might have nailed the exit.
Yeah. Well, I could tell we were getting close.
Everything got real sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like a...
The vibe I got.
Oh, this is all the people coming out from the back of the stage.
Oh, that was cool.
Amazing. Guys.
Hey, can we hook up to your dialysis?
we need an exit strategy.
Excuse me, where am I?
I feel like it's like the opposite.
Oh, these are these literally all Ubers? Wow. Well, we'll wrap this up at some other point.
We should have went out the front. We should have went out where Vince Scully Drive is.
Oh. But this will get us to Ubers.
We don't want to sit in this. We can easily just walk to somewhere in Echo Park. Have a pint. Talk about it.
We'll cut it up. All right.
Okay, so that was Radio Dead, our journey into Dead and Company. And, you know, I last night I was at the business comedy show in Echo Park, and Chris Garcia, who's a very funny comic, did like he was there too. Mm-hmm. And like he was like, anyone else who was on stage, anyone else go to the show? And I like clapped. And he said, Jonah, you and me seem like the last people that would be there. But alas. And he had such great like observations about like how he's like, sure. Turns out John Mayer is an amazing guitar player, but he's just too handsome to be there.
Yeah. He was also wearing a Aloha shirt during the entire thing, and not in the you'd see at a blues fest Aloha shirt. Like,
yeah, more it was, of a Hawaiian shirt.
Yes,
than an Aloha.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And it was strange.
Yeah. But yeah, as you heard, Neil left early.
Yep.
And Cash and I, literally, it's like we were saying, like, it's like Neil's like, do you want to go now? Because I'm leaving. I said, I think I need a half an hour more. And then, like, literally a half an hour went by, and we didn't even know. We weren't even checking the time. We're like, it feels good. Good time to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, when that EDM part came in,
they really started playing like
it was crazy drum loops. The guy, what's his name?
Mickey Hart.
Mickey Hart like created this crazy stringed
looper pedals or whatever.
It's like a whole bunch of drums, so it's kind of got a drum circle vibe. But it's and then their visuals were really good.
Their visuals were great on that, and I think that's all done live too. Like the regular band stuff was a lot of floating heads and then skulls and roses and stuff like that. Yeah. But that looked like it was all triggered. But that was really cool. And actually, going back to when I went to the Dead show when I was 14, that was my favorite part then, because when he did it back then, they brought out a bunch of Tuvan throat singers and like all kind of jammed along with
Jesus
that.
Christ.
Yeah, Mickey Hart's in.
Sounds awful.
Like helped launch world music. He's really into all that stuff.
I think you're thinking of Paul Simon.
Oh
yeah, Who appropriated who first? Yeah, and then so then we walked out, mm-hmm. and then we had a hard time finding our way out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
as documented, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you'll maybe some of it.
Yeah, and then we were walking down Sunset Boulevard through Echo Park, and then we stopped to see if our friend was working at a great bar. Mm-hmm. And when we got in there, they were playing the Japanese family horror film House, also known as Houseu,
which was amazing. I'd never seen any of it, and it was such a cool experience.
So it's real. At that time, was a real trippy movie to watch.
Which bar? Holloway?
Yeah, the Holloway. And then also Sloppy Boys and some of the Birthday Boys came in like after the show. They were funny. There too. And then and it was also like 100 degrees the entire time.
Yeah, it was very hot.
And then we walked all the way to Neil's.
Yeah.
And then I was giggling a lot, and Neil was like, "What's wrong with you?" And I just, the only thing that could come out of my mouth was like, "I'm so tired."
Yeah.
Yeah, we really ran.
I showed you guys my sword that I'm making.
Yeah, Neil's carving.
I weighed myself the next day. I had lost 7 pounds that day.
No shit,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In one day?
Yeah, it's probably just because like I pooped a lot the next day and then like sweated out a whole bunch of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I spiked right back up. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Like we said before, if you want us to go check out any kind of things, I'm interested now in this point in my life of like all the stuff that I kind of went like, not for me. Interested in checking it out. Like even like I've been listening to some Grateful Dead since Cash has sent me, you know, he's guided me a couple ways. I want to go see Marilyn Manson perform. I want to go see ICP. I want to go to, you know, a legit rave.
I don't know about a rave, but I would do ICP. Neil, you got to pick one. Everybody picked one. I got the Grateful Dead.
I'll figure something out. It's just my Grateful Dead experience was like, I just felt like such a grumpy, like buzzkill, like being there. I was like, everyone else seems to be having a good time. I'm not. And I'm just thinking of reasons to not like all these people.
Yeah.
Chose to not have a good time.
Well, no, I just wasn't having a good time.
Well, and you were with your friends and we're just hanging out like we do anywhere else.
I know, but like if the three of us are at a house party that I don't want to be at, I fucking bounce and then everything's great.
I will give him credit for showing up because at like 6:30 I did not think it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
So he came, saw, that's all you can ask.
Okay, yeah. Johnny, you go get Rob.
Cash,
let me ask you this. When you were at my house, did you look in the window and see me asleep on the couch?
No.
Oh.
No, you was. You were awake when we got there.
No, when you before the show.
Oh. No, I didn't see you asleep on the couch.
Oh, okay. Because I was asleep on the couch. And then I had my air conditioner going and all the fans going, so that's probably why I didn't.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Jonah Radio. Send
I'm just
us
trying to piece together the missing parts.
Yeah, it's okay. Cash will figure it all out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Goodbye. I did not because I thought maybe you were masturbating.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.